Hey, everybody. This is Sherry with Simply Celebrate, and I am so happy right now to be on the line with my dear friend, Jill Salahab. Jill, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hello, hello. Jill, as you know, I was just absolutely enthralled with an idea that you had. We're currently celebrating the new Black Friday today, and this morning you posted on our Facebook event group a photograph of a love list that you made for yourself. And it was so beautiful, and I know I'm not the only one who is incredibly inspired by that idea, and I just thought maybe you could tell us a little bit about, like, what made you think of that today?
So it's funny, when I was thinking about, okay, who do I want to make love lists for? Obviously, my husband is sort of the first person I think of. He's the closest person to me. But then I thought, I want to make one for myself. Why am I going to spend all this time making them for everyone else and I don't get one? So I thought, I want to make one for me. And I, to put it in kind of a larger context, it's about 4 years ago, I made my last New Year's resolution ever, and it was to be a better friend to myself. And as soon as I made that resolution, my very next thought was, huh, how does that work? How do you do that? So I've really spent the last 4 years, not just that year that I decided that that was what I was going to do for that year, figuring out, like, how do I be a really good friend to myself? So I think that this sort of practice of noticing and honoring, like, look at how generous I just was, or look at how, and not in a way that's like I'm being a jerk and, you know, like, oh, look at how awesome I am. Like, you know, not in that kind of a way, but really honoring the things that are awesome about me and not feeling bad about doing that.
Yes. I have to tell you, so I just got off the phone with my friend Linda, who was also on the Facebook group, and she was so inspired by your list, and we had a short conversation about how, unfortunately, in our culture, being our own best friend, or, you know, saying why we love ourselves, you know, it's not that common. And
no.
I think that speaks volumes about something. I don't know what, but it speaks volumes.
Well, and it's
right?
Not even that it's not that common, but it's met with a, well, who do you think you are?
Yes.
Well, here, I'll tell you who I am. Here's all these awesome things about me.
Yes! Like, even the fact that you had to sort of throw in that little clause of, well, not to be a jerk or not to be arrogant or, you know what I mean? Like, even, like, that, and to me, and I think I said this to you today on our little exchange, was it's that I know in my own life when I'm able to really appreciate and love myself and be grateful for things about myself, it's like it fills up this well of goodness, but then I've got so much to give. You know, I can,
absolutely.
Right? Do you find that too?
Yeah, and you're making me think of, I don't know if you saw this past week, but there was a video that was going around about, he was a teacher for a special education class who, you know, he sort of felt like there needed to be a shift in the energy in his classroom. So he started doing just once a week at first, where for like the first 10 minutes of class, he would call every student up to the front and he would tell them all the things that were awesome about them and thank them for being in his class. And now it had such a dramatic effect on how the students started to treat each other and talk about themselves that now he does it every day. So, and he said his students started doing it back to him, telling him why he was an awesome teacher, and they would tell each other why they were awesome classmates. And he said it completely changed the energy of the whole class.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't see that, and I love it. Maybe if you have the link, we can post it on this page so other people, that sounds. Yes, I mean, it does change everything, and your willingness to, you know, post it on the page and then, you know, to let me share it again, you know, on my website, I think that it's like, this is what we need to model all the time, and I'd love to know, as you know, as we're talking about this, because I know for some of us, like, you know, I too have been fortunate to have some practice in doing this kind of thing, but for people who maybe aren't so practiced, I'd love to know your process of how. Like, was it hard to think of things? Was it easy? Did you have some sort of categories in your head? Do you sort of remember how you did it this morning?
So when I first started, my intention was don't think too hard about it. Just start listing things, and as soon as something pops in your head, write it down. So I wasn't spending a lot of time trying to think about, oh, is that something I want to write down, or is that exactly how it, like, I just, as soon as it popped into my head, I was almost trying to write it as fast as I could. So just anything that was popping into my head, I was writing down, which, you know, automatically makes it sort of a natural progression where if you think about one thing, it automatically sort of the next thing pops into your head. I also, though, I made sure that I wrote down things about myself that might be typically considered flaws that actually I kind of love about myself, like the mistakes that I make and the ways that I might struggle. Like, those things are lovable, too.
I am so glad, because I noticed that when I was looking at your list, and I felt this really extra special appreciation, too, when I saw those things on your list, and the idea that we can love all those parts of ourselves is, because we do it with other people, too, don't we? I mean, we love everything about people that we love. It's what partly what makes them, and the fact that you had the consciousness, the awareness to notice that and to let yourself, I mean, what a great thing, just to sort of write, you know, almost like without censoring.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I stopped myself at 100 things, but I think I could have kept going because I hadn't even gotten to, like, at one point I said something about how I loved my strong legs. I didn't even talk about my fingers or my cute little nose or, like, you know, like, I could have probably done 100 things just about sort of my physical self. So, but I just, when I got to 100, I just stopped, but I could have kept going.
That's so wonderful, too. And maybe someday you will. Maybe you'll just kind of keep adding to the list, you know?
It could be to 1,000 the next time.
Yes! Can you imagine? Like, what if we all just had a notebook and we just kind of kept a running list? I do that, like, on, you know, a recorder. I record them for people that I love. You know, I just keep on going listening. I love your idea of doing it for us. And I'm so inspired. And I also wanted to mention, and I'll also put this link, if it's okay with you, to your self-compassion ebook that you have.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's a great companion to this conversation. Oh, Jill, was there anything else that you wanted to say before we go?
Just that I love you, Sherry.
I love you too, and this is so much fun. And I'm so grateful to you. And hopefully anybody that hears this will immediately sit down and make a love list for themselves.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I would say if it feels off-putting or difficult or uncomfortable, that's probably even more reason to do it.
Yes. Oh, thank you for adding. That's so important. Yes, 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 yes. 1,000 times over. I agree. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye, dear.
Bye.